This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy Easter to everybody who celebrates, and enjoy the best of America tonight.
I think it's certainly possible. I think it's probably unlikely. And I know they're doing investigations into that right now. I would like to think that they didn't know, but certainly they could have. They were there. So we'll find out.
President Trump talking about Russia and whether they were involved in the elections or not. One of the many themes that continue roll out of Washington, D.C. right from the get-go here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We head to Washington, D.C. for a conversation with Lori Lewis from Talk Media News. Hey, Lori.
Hey, Kate.
So the White House, which used to be, you're covering today, you're doing the pool thing. Now is it kind of a coveted spot because, I mean, frankly, reporters are really making hay out of all this. Rachel Maddow said that she's like giddy. She can't wait to get to work every single day because of everything that's being talked about in D.C.
Well, it is exciting. You know, the pace of things is insane, and it is exciting, which I think reporters have been excited since Trump entered the race to a certain degree because it's made things different. It's thrown up what was thought of as the status quo, and, you know, every day there's something new coming out.
Yeah, is he starting to settle into this position, though? It seems like some days he moves a little more toward the center, and then some days he swings in a different direction. I don't know. There's kind of this dance that's going on, and in a way, all presidents have that in the first 100 days, right? That's why we have the measuring stick.
Yeah, like you said, this is something that all presidents experience, but it has been said that Trump's experience is unique. I've also seen, though, particularly there's this report from the Washington Post today that's talking about how Steve Bannon's role is changing within the White House, and this report details how Trump officials, officials close to Trump, say that the president seems to be finding his sea legs and that he is becoming more confident and is really taking on that commander-in-chief role. He's figuring out what works for him and what doesn't. And I think we can see that also in how many issues his position has changed on since the campaign. Right? I mean, just think about today's NATO remarks. He said that NATO is no longer obsolete. He also said today in an interview with the Wall Street Journal that he didn't intend to label China a currency manipulator. And this has to do with relations over North Korea, where the White House and China might be making progress. So things are settling and things are coming together.
It's interesting you talk about China, but what about what's happening with North Korea? That's been pretty interesting lately. What's the latest as far as North Korea is concerned?
So there's reports out this evening saying that North Korea might be readying for a nuclear test, that they've moved a bomb into an underground tunnel. And there's reports from North Korean state media saying, you know, something might be coming Thursday. So that might be, you know, something that's coming up. The U.S., as you know, has moved, redirected a carrier strike group, meaning like an aircraft carrier, to the region, I think, in prep for this. We really shouldn't expect any sort of, like, retaliation from the U.S. unless North Korea does something that goes beyond either a nuclear test or, like, a missile test. You know, if they actually strike South Korea, then that's why that carrier group is there. But I don't think that we should expect war tomorrow.
So there you go. So obviously we're all watching that. And while we're watching that, you have Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, and Putin meeting while all of this tension continues to ratchet up over Syria. And apparently there were some pretty sharp words and massive warnings that went back and forth between Russia and the United States. And, you know, they talked about some pretty tough stances and Moscow making it clear that they weren't going to roll back their alliance with Assad, right?
Yeah, that was the point that was made today, was that it doesn't appear that Russia is going to let go of its reliance on Assad, which wasn't really expected. But, you know, just because they're not rolling back their alliance with Assad doesn't mean that they're not perhaps making concessions behind the scenes. The U.S. has taken a much stronger tone towards Russia. I think you played a clip right before we started talking that was Trump saying that he thinks Russia could have known about this chemical attack in Syria ahead of time. That's not an assessment that we've heard from other U.S. officials, by the way. That's the president saying he couldn't imagine otherwise. But it looks like the White House is, you know, taking that hard stance and is willing to call out Russia where they see fit.
Yeah, so it's wild. That's happening when it comes to what's going on overseas, and then this administration is pretty quick to build up the deportation force. I guess Homeland Security is working on that at rapid speed. You mentioned things happening quickly. They apparently have found 33,000 more beds to place these illegals that are in the country in these detention centers, and now they have local police on board. A lot is happening when it comes to immigration, isn't it?
A lot is happening, you're right. The Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, sent a warning Tuesday saying that if you break the nation's immigration laws, meaning if you cross the border illegally, you risk prosecution under the fullest extent of the law. And this, of course, is a change right from the position the Obama administration took, where they really tried to target. Of course, there's criticism around this, too, and whether this completely holds, but they tried to target folks who had committed crimes, and it doesn't appear that this is going to be the case under the Trump administration. And we should note also that something interesting is happening. A lot of people, I think it's 2,000 at this point, folks over the last, I think, month or so who have made their way from the U.S. up into Canada trying to get there to avoid deportation, knowing that they can find asylum in Canada.
Wow. So, all right. So look to the north instead of the south. Lori Lewis, as always, thanks.
Thank you, Kate.
Interesting. One of the things that Lori mentioned, and we'll talk about this more throughout this show, is what's happened now, you know, with Trump, some of what the movement has been like, Trump on NATO, saying, as she mentioned, it was obsolete. It's, you know, she said, he said it was obsolete. It's no longer obsolete. And he said, I complained about that a long time ago. They made a change. Now they do fight terrorism. So he gave them higher marks. And in the meantime, you've got the Steve Bannon struggle, and, you know, he might not make it. He was his guy. Who knows if he's going to keep his job with what's been happening lately in the White House. Speaking of keeping your job, do you think the United CEO should keep his job? Can you imagine some of what's happened here? I mean, we live in an era with so much availability to great PR people, frankly, great risk management people along those same lines, crisis communicators, how to avoid getting in these situations, but once you are, how to immediately figure out the correct response. So the United CEO, feeling the heat. We're going to talk to Teresa Rose, an expert with the people problems, coming up on the flip side here on ATN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines Access takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for your support of America Tonight. Happy Easter to those who celebrate.
The plane passengers sitting on our seat in our aircraft. And no one should be treated that way. Period.
That's what he's saying now. Oscar Munoz, the CEO of United Airlines, said today he felt shame when he saw the viral video of airport police dragging a bloody passenger from one of his flights on Sunday night. He was on Good Morning America. He said this will never happen again. He said we're not going to put a law enforcement official onto a plane to take them off to remove a book paid seated passenger. We just can't do that. Later in the day, the airline announced it's going to give everybody on that flight the full price of their ticket. I say too late. So sorry, Munoz. The stock is dropping like a rock at the Jersey Shore. You can't see anything off those beaches. It's ridiculous, and a lot of you have reacted to that. Pleased to welcome to the show, she's in our virtual green room right now, Teresa Rose. And Teresa Rose is a productivity expert. And, you know, when you talk about productivity, there's not much to talk about, I think, with what's happened here the last couple of days. By the way, she's also the author of Your Daily Dose of Mojo, 365 Days of Mindful Living and Working. So, Teresa Rose, first of all, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kate. Love to be here.
Here's what I wonder, and I don't think you and I could measure this, but how much lost productivity at United over people who work for the airline that frankly are nervous over everything that's happening and dealing with all of the questions that they're getting. I know somebody who's a flight attendant for United and said, oh, everybody's distracted. She wouldn't go on the air, but she said it's a major distraction. We can't even focus on what we're doing.
Well, let's not even talk about United's lack of productivity. How about everybody else's? I mean, I don't know about you, but my Facebook feed has absolutely exploded with all things United. It's like this whole thing has absolutely taken over the zeitgeist of the entire consciousness of our communities. You know, it's like everybody has an opinion, a very, very strong opinion about what has happened with this United debacle.
Boy, no kidding. So here's the $6 trillion question I'm going to say. What do you think United could have done differently to avoid this kind of a debacle, not only during what happened, but also what happened, as you said, with social media, the backlash there, all the hashtags, everything else, and they're getting nothing but ugly PR. What could they have done differently right away?
Well, you know, everybody's got an opinion on this, and I, of course, have one, too. And I don't really necessarily want to do that because it always seems like as soon as I think, okay, here's what they should have done, there's more information that comes to light. I think it's pretty obvious that they need to look at their incentive program. You know, there's just no reason why they couldn't have upped the ante to get someone who was willingly able to and wanting to walk off that plane instead of being dragged off. I mean, that's from the duh category. And also, you know, looking at the overbooking policy and the standard operating procedures. But I think the more important thing that United could have done to avoid something like this is to really do a couple of things. The first is to show your humanity, for goodness sake, right at the very beginning. I mean, I don't know about you, but the first time that I saw that horrible video and people screaming and gasping and, you know, just because you can imagine yourself in that situation, right? You're just thinking, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine if it were me being dragged off this plane. And the reality is what they could have done, first of all, I believe, to mitigate the damage, the significant damage that they've done, is to show their humanity. Understand that you just traumatized millions of people. And so this emotional outcry, don't belittle that emotional outcry and try to pepper it with a bunch of, you know, logic and facts and say, sorry, folks, you knew what you clicked on and you said yes, and this is just a part of the arrangement. When you have an emotional outcry like this, you need to respond immediately with the emotional contrition, truly from your heart. You know, it's so ironic, Oscar Munoz is, you know, named PR Week's U.S. Communicator of the Year last month. You know, it's like, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture? You know, so the reality is the first thing they absolutely should have done is respond to the emotional outcry with emotional contrition. But also, really, you know, in every business, they have an objective of creating a mission statement. What are you about? Who are you? What's your lifeblood of this company? If I were to look at and say, what is this company truly about? Well, you look at United's website, and they talk about, you know, our fundamental purpose is to connect people and unite the world and foster a welcoming environment and to create an inclusive work environment characterized by, quote, dignity and respect. Now, really? You know, so I think there was a gross mission misalignment that happened, and that really was when the train went off the rails.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. I think you have to plan for this sort of thing. If they know that's a possibility, then that should be something that they train for. And you said it perfectly by doing a little research and looking at their mission statement. You know, what United Airlines, what we could learn from this, what, as you talk about, can this teach other corporations, organizations about avoiding the high cost of incivility, especially the times we live in, Teresa? I think the civility factor is so big for people, and it actually will reap you more dough in the end, don't you think?
Oh, completely. And here's the thing, you know, there's so many people that are just, you know, outraged by this and justifiably. But the reality is, Kate, is that this is happening all the time. Maybe not to the level of being dragged, you know, across the floor and having people videotape it. But, you know, 2/3 of Americans have experienced what we call customer rage in the last year. They are literally so enraged with the experience that they've had with organizations that they are costing $200 billion in lost revenue. Now, this is already happening. So So organizations need to figure out what are they going to do to bring back civility and mindfulness and humanity back into the fabric of their organizations. Otherwise, it's going to start costing them some serious, serious money.
Yeah, and wrapping this up, don't you think there are certain steps they should have in place, like we've been talking about, especially at the top from the leaders? Because, you know, the leaders who lead well, it trickles down and can be very positive. So when you have to face this kind of a serious conflict, you have to have it together. You have to know what the core is.
Exactly. And just a quick little thing that I would encourage anyone who's in leadership in any organization to do, a couple of things. One is pay attention to your language. What is the language that you're using in your emails and in the hallways and in your formal communications? Mm. You know, don't reaccommodate. You know, that was the kind of catchphrase. We reaccommodated that customer. No, you actually did more than that. So look at the language that you're using so you're not unintentionally creating a hostile or belittling or judging, dehumanizing environment. And the other thing is just be a stand-up guy or gal, you know, own it. Own it, own it, own it. Accept responsibility. Don't blame the victim. Don't try to turn the tail. Don't try to say, no, pay no attention to the thing that's up behind the curtain, folks. Look over here. Really, truly stand up and own it, because that's what true leaders will do. And then everybody else follows suit in that way.
Yeah, well said. So where can we get your daily dose of mojo, 365 days of mindful living and working? I guarantee you're going to tell me Amazon.
Well, I'd be happy for you to visit Amazon, but you can also visit my website at teresarose.com.
All right, I love it. Thanks so much for joining us on the air. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate. Take care.
Yeah, good stuff from Teresa. If you listen to what she was saying, I love that word, mindfulness, right? What you're saying, what's going on. I mean, look, she does some research. She looks at the website, and look what the website tells you. So you're going to get a ticket. You're looking at their website. That's the kind of stuff that's coming back to you. That's their brand, and they went against their brand and their mission statement and all that they're supposed to be about. And when you think of how many flights are overbooked and the possibilities that can happen on these flights, I think it's something they should have been prepared for, that this can happen. How do we remove people when they don't want to volunteer? And when they're voluntold, they don't want to do that either with the last flight out or any flight, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. If you can't get people, what is it you're supposed to do? So Munoz now getting some help from some people around him realizes, oh, this is a nightmare. Now I have to come back, and there, by the way, lawsuits that are being thrown up. Now I have to say I feel shameful. Now I have to say everybody on that flight is getting money. Everybody on the flight's getting money, but it's too little, too late. Hang with us, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To those of you who celebrate the holiday, you're listening to the best of America Tonight. So if you don't want to fly the friendly skies of United, what is one to do? Well, of course, there's other carriers, but United has a lot of routes. And if you already booked on a United flight, I know I flew United in January, and my flight was fine. I had no problem. There was no hassles. I, of course, was not dragged off the flight. Nobody around me was dragged off the flight, although it was very booked. I think, in fact, it was overbooked, but there wasn't any hassle or any of that before getting on the plane. So I was thinking, we'll take, you know, what could we do? What about taking a train? Oh, one of the good old-fashioned trains, the Amtrak train. I like taking the Amtrak from Philadelphia, for example, to New York. I like taking the train when I was in the Northeast from Philly to Washington, D.C. I've taken the trains in the Midwest, many of you listening to us in Illinois. I thought one of the best trips, I think the first trip I ever really took on a train, I was with my aunt Nancy, who lived in Chicago, and we went from Chicago to Milwaukee. Oh, it was so fun. And I've taken the Amtrak trains a few other places, not lately, except for a little bit in the Northeast, because I'm talking about a little bit longer distance. Although Chicago to Milwaukee was a fun train ride, and it wasn't a very long, long train ride. But that whole idea of a long distance, romantic, exciting, whatever, adventurous train ride, like you see in the movies, forget it. So the historic New York to Chicago train, they're talking about that's going to be eliminated. That's part of that proposal slicing. Congress hasn't taken it up yet, but they would do away with money for about 15 long-distance passenger rail routes, which would include the Lakeshore Limited, and that would be gone. And then, like, service in the Northeast, Virginia, the District of Columbia with New York City and Boston, that stays intact, just like I was saying. I've been on part of that route before. But 23 states are now served only with long-distance trains. They would have no passenger rail with this new proposal. So it would be impossible to travel train to the West Coast, the South, or the midsection, the Midwest. The whole idea of a national rail system, that would be gone. So then you think of the cities and whatnot. 220 cities, a limit service to 220 cities and communities would be eliminated. I don't know. So if you're somebody with the National Association of Rail Passengers, you couldn't be happy about that. So they're talking about better rail service, but yet then they would cut this. And that's like the whole infrastructure thing. Congressman Tom Reed, Republican from New York, didn't talk about the long-distance service when he was asked, but he just talked about the Northeast. Yeah, that's good. It's all good. It's all fine. Not the other part of it. But, for example, I went to school in Ohio, and I think of my friends in Cleveland and Toledo. The Lakeshore Limited, the one I mentioned at the top, it goes through Cleveland, Toledo, South Bend, Indiana, on its way to Chicago, connects to Boston. And there were 382,000 passengers in 2016. So they say ridership was actually up 8% over the previous year. If you want to jump on a long-distance train, better do it now. If you have a desire to take one of those trips because you think it'd be cool, which I have to say, you know, if you have the time or the inclination, this is the deal. If you get on one of those, I'm going to tell you the one to do. If, for example, you were in California and you did the trip from Chicago, San Francisco from Chicago, it would take you 52 hours and you would cover 2,438 miles. And you know what would be cool about it? You get to see all those different states as you're going through them. And I don't know. I think there's something, I do. I think there's something neat about that. And the only other way is, of course, you could take a car trip. You could take, you know, you could take an RV, but if you don't have a spare RV or can't rent one, I don't know. There's just something sad about it, I think. I think there's something sad about it. You might disagree. You might say, well, who cares? Even though it's up 8%. I mean, how much does it really cost? That's what I want to know. And it just doesn't sound like it's that much money. It doesn't sound like cutting that is really saving any big, you know, money. I mean, I really went through because to me, I think it's neat. And I went through and I looked. I know you're listening to saying, really? Taking a train? Would you come on? Would you take a train somewhere if you could? How about if I paid you to take a train somewhere? Like, for example, you could go from New Orleans to Chicago. Right? How fun would that be? You could go from New York City to Miami. We have listeners on KPAM in Portland, Oregon, for all you Portland peeps. Chicago to Portland and vice versa. I think that would be a pretty fun trip. How about this? They have it, and they have names for these trains, right, and these routes. So the Palmetto, that would be 829 miles from New York to Savannah. St. Patrick's Day next year, Savannah is the place to be. So that would be a fun trip to do. And I know people that have taken this trip, frankly. The Texas Eagle, which is 1,300 miles, Chicago to San Antonio. And they say it's pretty fun. And then there's another one, and I had a friend that did this, and they just wanted to experience it and said it was great. And this train was called the Sunset Limited, and it was over 1,900 miles, Orlando to Los Angeles. So I'm just saying, here's your big hint that I'm dropping on you. If you want to take one of these long-distance trains, oh, especially along that West Coast, oh, the West Coast area, it's beautiful. If you want to take that, then you better take it now, because you're not going to get a chance. You're not going to get a chance to do it if it gets cut out. If it gets the axe, then forget it. All right, let's pop on in a couple of other quick areas, too. So the nightmare over United made me think about the trains and the conversation about infrastructure and the conversation about chopping out long-distance routes, right? That you wouldn't get a chance to do that. In the meantime, how about this? I thought I was seeing things, and I don't know why. Somebody sent me a link, I guess. I'm sure that's what happened. But NASA is putting the Earth up for adoption. That's what they're calling it. They're celebrating Earth Day by putting up pieces of the Earth for adoption. But here's what's interesting. I thought we just had Earth Day. That just shows you how I'm not up on my calendar. But we haven't. But that's what they're going to do. So you can get a piece of the Earth for free. I guess you just pick the place, copy it down, and that's it, right? And there's your piece of the pie. piece of the Earth. Of all the things that we talk about space-wise, I have no desire to go into space other than the Branson thing where you can look back at the Earth, where you don't go that far. I think that view would just blow your mind, that you could look out a window and see just how teeny tiny we all are. We're just people on a spinning planet, but from that view, it would be phenomenal. I love the pictures that you see that the astronauts take or that you get from the telescopes, etc., when you go in the other direction. And I got to mention this because I happen to see this, maybe in the USA Today, they talked about muscle cars. And because I'm always walking to the mailbox and getting car magazines, you know, for the other in my life, I also saw this. So the Dodge is saying that the Challenger RT Demon is a limited edition car that's so much oriented to the track, it doesn't come with front passenger or back seats. They're options, and they're a buck each. It's powered by a supercharged 6.2-liter Hemi Demon V8, an even hotter kind of version of that same basic engine that powers the Dodge's 707 horsepower Hellcats. So the torque must be phenomenal on that. And let me tell you what it's like. It rockets from 0 to 60 an hour in 2.3 seconds. It can go from 0 to 100 in 5.1 seconds. The car is so powerful that they say it's capable of pulling its front wheels off the ground. It's going to be under $100,000 for the people who want to get these limited edition cars. And they're kind of pumping it out there ahead of the New York Auto Show where the car was introduced, right? So they're just telling everyone about it, letting everybody know about this car. I mean, this car is, I'm into this car. I like this car. It's in cherry red, so that would be dangerous, I think. It would not be good. There's, you know, what makes a muscle car is thinking about that. And the original sticker, this will blow you away. So it's not quite $100,000, let's say. But the original sticker price for a base model 1971 Demon was $2,721. Oh, I'd like to get that car for that money. Not now. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo, over the fence.
racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to the Best of America Tonight. If you celebrate Easter, happy Easter. Turn here for this hour of America Tonight. One of my favorite things to do is to invite Nathan Reeder on the show for another edition of Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo. Hey, Nathan, this actually, you know, every single day is named for something, or we're celebrating something or whatever. Pure genius when it comes to marketing. But actually, Wednesday was Grilled Cheese Day, National Grilled Cheese Day. And I was wondering, one, if you like grilled cheese, and what kind of cheese do you like?
Oh, there's, oh my goodness.
If you were going to make a grilled cheese, what would be the best cheese for that, for you?
I mean, well, you've got to use American, because American just ties everything together. Some cheddar, I like pepper jack. But, man, I like so many cheeses. That is hard to decide.
That is just a sandwich of calories, you know, if you have that many different cheeses.
I love it.
I kind would have the same problem. I grew up not far from a delicatessen outside of Philadelphia, and my mother, Nathan, would always send me, she'd hand me the money and say, go get some prosciutto and go get, you know, gabagool and get cheese. But she would never tell me what kind, so it was up to me to decide, and I would just press my face to the glass because there was like 50 different kinds of cheeses. And so what I did, I'm not kidding you, every time, and she let me do this, I would pick a different cheese every single time. So I went through all the cheeses, Havarte, you said American, and there's American white,
yep.
And then there's American yellow.
Yep.
So there is a difference in the way they taste. And boy, you're right. It's hard to narrow what kind of cheese on grilled cheese.
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm probably going to be making tomato soup with it.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Do you make that with water or milk?
Milk. Come on.
Yeah, no. Oh, my gosh. That is like, your meal would be like 2,000 calories.
Mm. Well, I only eat like one of them a day, so it'd be perfect.
One meal, so that's perfect. You get all your calories in one fell swoop. That's the way to do it. All right, so we both like grilled cheese. I think that was a good one to celebrate. How about this? Messenger, which is Facebook's kind of chat app, they say they've reached 1.2 billion users. So Facebook has an annual conference for software developers, and it's coming up next week. And their push is to own more of people's time, of course, and wallets on mobile devices. Duh. You don't have to be a genius to know that. But this whole Messenger app, it didn't do anything. This is what's wild. Sometimes you come up with an idea, especially in technology, and it doesn't really take off. And then you don't necessarily throw it out, because that app really was in existence in 2011, but it didn't really take off till 2014, when they removed the app from their main app. So it's, people use it all the time to communicate. Do you use it?
Yes.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say yes. You always say no, and you were going to say, that's how people write things to you, right?
Text you. You know, communication, especially in an entertainment industry or...
Yeah.
I mean, most of these networking. Networking as as a generalized part of what you are going to have to do in many industries is very handy on Facebook. And, yep, they knew that we were all using it and were able to make another whole revenue stream and a new app out of it.
Yeah, I say bingo because it took off for them, and you're right. That's another revenue stream for them. And in the entertainment business, but in so many other people's worlds, they do use Facebook Messenger. Maybe even more than just posting on Facebook or using Facebook. I don't know. I think it's going to switch.
What do you mean, switch?
Meaning, I think, you know, you can get the app, and you're just responding to the app. You're responding to the app. So somebody writes you a message, and you respond to the message. So not opening your full-blown Facebook and going through all your groups and going through, you know, there's so much you can do on Facebook.
There is, but I think the stream separation, they've got...
Yep, that's
really,
it.
They know that they're actually, even though they have separate places and understand the functions that are getting utilized separately, both are getting picked up and used regularly. I really don't see any. I mean,
you don't see any separation. You think it's both?
I don't think that it's gonna, that its separation is gonna lead to a downgrade
yes.
in usage.
Right,
of
I agree with that.
Facebook.
I agree with that. But I think some of us, it seems like we're on more or the other because we're checking the app.
How about the page? You have the page manager app.
Oh, I know.
That is a whole nother thing.
That's a whole nother thing. You're right. Just bingo to Mark Zuckerberg. It's just exploded. Okay, this I love. If you do any spring cleaning and you have a bunch of electronics in your house, how about this? There was a California woman who dropped off her unwanted computer. Ugh, this computer, it's so old. At a Silicon Valley e-waste recycling firm, and this is a story, it's one of those urban legends, but it's true. In 2015, without knowing that this bulky machine was worth thousands of dollars, the recycling firm Clean Bay Area sold the woman's rare Apple I computer at auction for $200,000.
Ooh.
Yeah, so check your electronics. That's the lesson to everybody. I'm sure I have old electronics. Now, mine are probably worth $10. They're probably none of that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But even, like, I'll give you another example. I love these stories. How about this? A globe seems like, who cares about a globe? But the 200 first editions of what they call the 16-inch Denoyer Geppert Lunar Globe were produced to commemorate the Apollo 10 mission. So if you have them, you know, you go into antique stores and they have globes and stuff. If you happen to see one of those, snap it up, because they probably don't know and they're not selling it for a ton of money unless they're smart. They just had one that sold for $4,200. And the time period for this is late 60s, 70s.
Nice.
Okay, I got to give you. I'm so into this. I have to give you one more. Okay, how about this? Snow White PlayStation. So this goes back to 2001. They only had 666 units of this old Snow White version. Yes, PlayStation 2. I'm going to be looking for it. And its matching controller. They were made for each region, so the game system is overlooked by some owners because it looks like the standard white PS2, but a Snow White PlayStation 2 was listed for $1,180 by Katawiki, and they got it. They actually got a little bit more than that. So if this is trash, electronic trash, you think you need to dump, make sure you look at it.
I will definitely get bingo. Bingo to that. Oh yeah,
I think it's a bingo. I say I want to start going through antique stores and pick up everything I know that I think is rare. But I don't know what's rare. I have to know some of those items so I can pick them up. Oh look, there's an old Apple computer. Let me pick that up. So that is a bingo. Oh, yep. That's a bingo, big time. All right, there's been a lot of commotion over this. Did you see Deadpool?
Yes.
I loved Deadpool. I thought it was so sarcastic and funny. Now, Josh Brolin, they say, is going to be, he's going to play the main character in Deadpool 2. So, Twitter is joking all over the place about this. He signed on to play Cable opposite Ryan Reynolds, mercenary in Deadpool 2. And they're making fun of it as a major villain. They're saying, like, he's playing Cable? Are you kidding? I don't know. I think he'd be good at it. I've seen the character. The character's like 1,000 years old. It'd be easy to do that. I don't know why they're giving him such hassle. You know, comic book people are very picky about who portrays their villains, idols. They are. They're more picky about actors, I think, really, than a lot of other people in casting in straight-up movies.
Yeah. I mean, I am not. You can
I'm not either. Yeah, shred it, bingo, shred it. Yeah, so shred it for me, actually, too. All right, Nathan Reeder, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks to all of you for listening to ATN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.